State lawmakers finally signed off on a new state budget that happened yesterday after a bit of a delay. This evening on Florida Matters, we'll take a look at what's in the spending plan, along with a few other issues decided during the 60-day session. In this preview, Lynn Hatter with Florida Public Radio and Dr. Susan McManus, a political science professor at the University of South Florida, say Governor Scott is not exactly giving lawmakers high praise.
It wasn't exactly the most satisfying for the governor this time, but that's not unusual. When you're termed out, coming up, you're termed out, you're a lame duck, and you don't have the same sway over legislators that you would if you were in your first term.
Now, I've heard more than a few times that Governor Scott is livid, absolutely vein-popping livid. The legislature did not recognize his budget priorities. That would be funding for Enterprise Florida, the business incentive program, and the tourism marketing arm Visit Florida. Lynn Hatter, and I'll ask you this as well, Susan McManus, what are the odds he vetoes this whole budget?
Well, that's been the question. The governor himself sort of hinted at it. He's been going around the state, hitting different areas, talking about the loss of some of his priorities, and that's a very real possibility. Now, the question is, you know, Speaker Corcoran says if the governor does veto it, the House has the votes. The votes are there to override a veto. So, you know, it's also very likely that he could target members, particularly those in the House who voted against Visit Florida and Enterprise Florida. He could go in and kill their hometown projects, and he can do that easily with a line item veto, thus leaving the larger budget intact.
Susan McManus, a governor vetoing an entire budget is kind of rare. I think the last time it happened was Lawton Chiles back in 1992. He vetoed the budget over a tax package. And his veto, I did notice this, Chiles' veto came on June 30th, the day before a new budget and the new fiscal year was to take effect. So lawmakers were sent into a mad scramble to come up with a budget.
Right. And so you could have had the same one. If that happens, the same one is in place pretty much. You don't have any changes from the previous. But it's very interesting what he could do and might do in light of the fact that it's widely rumored that the governor is going to run for the U.S. Senate post. And he's done a lot of things that have surprised people before. And he, if he vetoes the whole budget, he will be a hero in some places, but not in others. It's a calculation. He's more likely, I think, to do some specific line item vetoes. Mm-hmm. And you have some high-powered areas of the state, the Tampa area particularly, a lot of animosity right now about some of the pieces of the education budget, and the governor could come right in and veto those out. It takes a two-thirds vote to overturn. Well, there'll be a lot of people that would be more than happy, perhaps, to not override his veto. It's so much calculations out there. It's so uncertain. The bottom line is the last-minute dealing behind closed doors doesn't sit well with a lot of Floridians, especially after they were promised transparency to the highest degree ever this legislative session. And last-minute changes in some big policy areas that affect the economy of local areas, who knows what that does to the political scene.
You can hear more of our 2017 legislative roundup on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30.